Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. Have you ever called on a customer, and after your sales conversation, they say to you, "Hey, you know what? This looks great. I'll keep it in mind." What do you do with that particular situation when you have a customer who says they'll keep it in mind? I'll tell you what most sales representatives do. They leave it up to the customer. They figure the ball's in his court. I'll wait till I hear from him or I'll wait till I hear from her. What usually happens? Nothing. Why? Well, think about the customers you're calling on. Again, healthcare professionals are very, very busy. They have a gazillion things on their minds, the least of which is usually your product. When they say they'll keep it in mind, it means that there probably is some interest or perhaps they expect to come across some use or need for your product in the future. Hopefully, they'll remember it when they do, but the chances are pretty good that they won't. They'll just continue to take the path of least resistance and continue to use whatever they've been using all along. This is where you come in. Your job is to make sure that they keep it in mind. How do you do this? Well, one of the keys to medical sales and success in any selling endeavor is to make sure that you have some kind of a follow-up plan. Now, follow-up is one of those areas in medical sales where people could really use a lot of help. But the reason that medical salespeople have so much difficulty with follow-up is because they don't plan the follow-up ahead of time. You see, here's what's an incredible truth that you just have to absorb into your being if you really want to succeed in this field. It is not your customer's job to remember what it is that you sell. It's your job. So build this into your presentations before you ever see the customer. How are you going to follow up? How are you going to make sure that they will keep it in mind and call you when they have a need for what it is that you sell? When you've planned following up ahead of time, you've taken the professional approach and you're going to move yourself one step closer to the sale. So the next time one of your customers says to you, "Hey, you know, your product looks pretty good. I'll keep it in mind." That's your clue to say to yourself, "Oh, no, you won't. It's my job to keep it in front of you and keep it top of mind for you. So I'll be coming back. I'll be talking to you again. In fact, I'm going to see you on a regular basis until you give my product a try." When you do that, you're doing your job. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to sell more. Thanks for spending some time with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. If there's anything you'd like to hear about, send me an email, mace@medicalsalestraining.com. And also, if you'd like to see some of the videos that we'll be posting every week or every other week, just go to my website, www.medicalsalestraining.com, click on the resources link, and then click on videos, and there'll be a whole listing of them there. And remember, as you go forward in your medical sales career, that nothing, I mean nothing, is more important than the patient. The patient, my friends, always comes first. Have a great week selling. Bye for now.